Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're joined by...
Yo, it's me. It's me, Carl Tart, number 33, Los Angeles Clippers.
You've been party Carl Tart. You've been Carl, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, Tart. Let me come up with a name for me right now.
Quarantine Tart.
Quarantine Tart. That's a good one. Derek Walton Jr. is gone, so that's not a good reference point. Short time with us. I don't know. I figured
you know, we'll figure it out through the end of the whole episode. What do we got going on for? Oh, welcome to Locked On Clippers, by the way.
Part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're still coming at you 5 days a week with Clippers content, NBA stuff, and you know whatever else is going on.
Whatever else we can find.
Today's Hot Take Thursday. Every single Wednesday, we mine your takes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call that in on the Google Voice number, which is...
That number we have for you is 213-986-7354. We got a lot of time on our hands, so send them anytime.
Yeah, they could... I mean, mainly this is a segment for Thursdays, but hey, who knows?
Every day is Thursday at this point.
This could be incorporated anytime. And then it's Zoo's birthday.
So yeah, when we're recording this.
Happy
Zoo Day.
Happy Zoo Day. So we're going to be talking about that and then wrapping up with some shavings. Terrence Mann underwent surgery. There's some more info about the NBA calendar and some Wilson Chandler news.
Yeah, so welcome to Hot Take Thursday. Carl, thanks for being on here.
Thanks for having me.
You are a noted LeBron James fan, which is totally fair.
Yeah, this year I've been I've tried to be a hater, but... It just comes off as disingenuous because for the last 17 years, I've been such an avid supporter of him.
Yeah, and defender among Lakers fans.
Yeah, defender. I have gone to bat for LeBron James. And even up until last season, I say I was still arguing with Laker fans online about LeBron James.
Well, our first hot take is from a legend, I feel like, of Hot Take Thursdays.
Yeah.
Clippers bro is all we know him as. But go ahead, we're going to play his hot take for you right now.
Listen, bro, it's me again. Just wanted to give you guys the inside scoop. I know that this coronavirus is very serious and we should all be taking it seriously, but let's just get real and realize that the only reason the NBA agreed to the shutdown was to give LeBron James more time to get his steroids into his body so that he could stand a chance against Kawhi. We all know it. I'm just telling you. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. What do you think about that person's idea?
Oh, I do believe he is afraid of Kawhi.
I believe that pretty firmly.
But I don't think he... Well, see, let me compare that to my hot take that I have.
What do you got?
I think I texted you with this, Charles. I said that LeBron James purposely stabbed Rudy Gobert with the virus... Suge Knight to Eazy-E style.
For sure.
To not face the Clippers. And
that might be an even crazier take from LeBron on steroids.
Wow.
I thought it was a genius move.
hats off to...
Hats off to LeBron James. kiss. Ah, chef's kiss. But I don't believe LeBron James on steroids. And if he is, it's probably something that's like damn near legal or something, you know. I don't think he's on any performance-enhancing drugs. I think that's always been a thing to just knock down his legacy. And because, I mean, you have to just... People get so nostalgic about the days of old. And never seen nobody like LeBron James play basketball.
Yeah. Well, we did, and the health technology wasn't... Yeah, like, imagine Wilt now. Chamberlain with medicine and treatment from, I don't know, maybe even the 90s.
Yeah. The dude's got so much money. He can and his job is basketball. He has no other responsibilities but playing basketball and being a father. Responsibilities that he hasn't purposely taken on himself.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
And so the guy he invests and I believe that it's natural up to a point. He probably takes vitamins. He probably takes a little I don't think he's taking any steroid that's gonna
What about getting oxygenated blood?
Yeah. He might do that. I think Kobe did that. Or whenever they would go over to Germany and get
there's all that weird shit is they would go to Germany and they'd basically do it like cyclists would kind of do.
Yeah. But it's illegal in cycling. I believe he definitely is doing some stuff that He's definitely doing some stuff with his body that we will never be able to afford.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know. For me, even if it was a PED thing, I mean, I hope that that would never come out, obviously. But, like, if that was ever the case, it wouldn't really demean his legacy to me.
People think
not at all, really.
I think people think PEDs make anyone good. You know? And it's not. Like, yeah. You can't... Also, I think it's kind of crazy to think... I think PEDs are rampant in every professional sport.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
They should be for healing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, why wouldn't they be?
Everybody should be taking PEDs simply because every single sport... Like, football is in another zone, but yes. Every other sport is still so highly contact. Like, I was listening to Boogie talk about just playing a whole season and how the toll that it takes on your body.
Think about how Trez plays basketball. We talked. Remember when Trez was sick?
Yes.
I think you were like...
Yeah, when he had the flu.
It was like, dude, imagine playing basketball with
like
the flu.
Like Trez plays.
Yeah, and then imagine playing taking the most charges in the league with the flu.
Yeah, like, from guys who are not small.
No,
like,
yeah.
I can only compare it to when I first got to college and I first stepped on a college basketball court. And this is Division II. This ain't even Division I. And I'm playing against guys who are like seniors. So they're a little bit older, like 22, 23. I'm 18 years old. And you're trying to like front a dude and he just puts his forearm in you and you're just like, oh, this is... And this guy's skinny. You go like, oh, this is a skinny dude. I'll be able to...
Yeah, but he's like,
no. No. It's so... Imagine what these guys who are at the top of their game are like taking charges and all that type of stuff. Like, no, you need that stuff to recover. Now, will it mess you up in the long run? Probably.
If you get the bad stuff.
But get the good stuff. Go to Germany. Apparently they got it.
There are some hot takes about the Clippers before the season started, obviously. I think the biggest one communally is the load we gave up for Paul George. A lot of people, anytime Paul
Interesting
George...
Interesting that you used the word load.
I mean, it was load. Anytime Paul George has 1.5 bad games, people lose their mind and they post a picture of Shea with, like, Wolverine being sad or whatever. And it's like, dude.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Yeah. I've done it.
How are you feeling about the... Now that we've had days to quarantine and sit with our thoughts, I'm sure the Paul George trade has creeped into it. How are you guys feeling about the Paul George trade right about now?
I still think it's too much.
Damn.
I think...
Haven't wavered from that stance.
As far as giving up Shea for it, I think that's fair. I think it's a huge loss for us. I think that's big enough. I think the future things are what I'm like the most... Because I want us to have enough pieces to convince Kawhi to stay. Like, after 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think that part is scary to me. And if we don't get to finish this season...
If we can't build it up...
Yeah.
And everything
like,
after those 2 years. Yeah.
It's gonna be such a bummer if we can't. Like, I'm sure some of the other listeners out here have my most offensive take of the day, which I usually keep to texting you, Charles, in a panic.
Yeah.
But my most offensive take, and it's a joke, so everybody just be mindful. But one of the things that I've said since this virus came out is like, I read the book, man. This is another part of the curse. It feels like the curse. Like, every time
we
have gotten something has happened. Like, it was the injuries throughout the Lob City years. It was the riots of 1992 when we were on a run. We had, like, Ron Harper and people like that. Like, it was like, there's always something. It was Donald Sterling for 40 years. It was like,
that was a bit of a longer one. Yeah. That was a long play from the Clippers' curse.
Yeah, but like this one, it really feels like, come on, man.
And you think the trade kind of played that? It just falls too much into place with how much we gave up.
Yeah, because think about if this season gets canceled.
And I don't think it will, but
I hope it don't. But if it does, and we just go into next year, like that's a year gone off these dudes' contracts. Trez's gonna want some money, so we're probably getting rid of him. Like, who we getting? Like, it's like, damn, man. Every time we get an inch, and that bums me out.
Agreed. I mean, pitching guys on taking less money is a lot harder if there's no chip.
No season.
Or even a Western Conference appearance. Like, do you know what you're staying for? And, like, the window with all that we gave up has just gotten so small that a year off of that... I mean, that is...
It's brutal.
That's horrible. That to me is the epitome of a curse. Like, that would be a curse
It moves the pressure up.
For the Clippers, for so... Like, I mean, that would be rough.
Because it moves... I didn't even think about the entire timeline, really, until just sitting down now with the free agency and everything.
Yeah.
Like, that Trez contract gets so much more interesting now. All we've talked about these past couple episodes, when we talk about Trez, is how much better he's gotten.
Yep.
Which he has, definitely. And, yeah, can you convince someone, you're like, hey, I know we didn't play those playoffs, but could you imagine if we did?
Yeah. Man, we would have done great.
Yeah, like, Rodney would have been shooting better. Like, it's, I don't know if it's, the Corona thing throws such a wrench into how I view the Paul George trade now. Because now, obviously, yeah, I feel like it's too much. But in my head, I didn't think there'd be a global pandemic that would...
Yeah.
Literally, I think, I feel like a lot of people maybe actually said to themselves, the only thing that can derail this is a global pandemic. Like, I'm sure someone said something like that about the Clippers season.
Yeah.
And after that Laker game, I was so confident. I was like...
The first one or Christmas? Or the last
one? No, the last one. The loss.
You were very confident.
I was like, oh my God. Like, my stomach dropped in a way because I watched the game. I finished watching it. I didn't get no text from Laker friends who texted me after both of their losses.
Yeah.
They didn't text me after the win.
It's gonna make Bradley play well.
I was like, oh my gosh, we're about to win a fucking championship this year.
Yeah.
Like I felt it. I was like, there's no possible way.
We finally hit that game winning streak too, like leading up to that game.
Game winning streak. They played their hearts out.
They needed Avery Bradley.
A great team. They needed Avery Bradley.
Best game of the year.
27 points. I was like, oh my gosh. I never felt so confident in the team.
Yeah.
And literally a week later. Like,
that's brutal.
Not even a week. Like, a couple days later, it was just like, oh, no.
Did you notice they started the Lakers Sportsnet show or whatever, only started making fun of the billboards after they beat
after
us?
After the win? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, come on!
Yeah.
Like,
and it was just, and you saw my response to that video, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was just like... here's like some Laker Lake Show Yo or whatever it was tweeted
at
like,
Lake Show 420.
Here's Lakers. Here's the James Worthy and them making fun of those crusty ass billboards in L.A. Laughing face, laughing face, laughing face. They suck each other so much in that community. Like with the laughter that they give certain jokes. It's like that one wasn't even. I'll laugh at a funny joke.
Of course.
Like I know what our history is. Yeah. I'll take a joke. But
yeah. That's my thing is that people always try and remind Clippers fans that the history is bad, and it's like,
what?
Yeah. Dude, we know.
We know. What do you want me to do? Yeah. Do you want me to, like,
we don't say we've won championships.
Yeah, we never said that. And I also, like, I know I may be living in a bubble of people, but, like, I'm speaking for myself when I say I've been a fan of this team for 20 years. I never talk shit. I never do. And I don't know people who really do.
Yeah.
Like, even the Lob City people.
Unless you like fistfights.
Yeah. I've heard a couple of Lob City people say things here and there. Nothing that's bad, but nothing that shouldn't be said. Like,
for sure.
Right now, the team is better. The team has been better for the past 8 years.
Yeah.
So, like, it is. It just is. But beside that, what was I saying? Oh. I forgot where I started off.
You were talking about a tweet that you were getting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they were making fun of the billboards, and I just, like, responded with the tweet, or just, like, with Stay D12 billboards. I was like, so our billboards are the crustiest thing, but y'all put these up?
Remember.
Come on, dog. Remember that. Always remember Stay D12.
Never forget. Coming up after this break, we're going to be talking Zubat's birthday when we're recording this. So we'll be talking about how he fits with the team, what he's maybe doing for his birthday. But first, Will, where the hell can I get food from?
Well, I mean, restaurants are only doing takeout, and...
Which I have some very strong feelings about, and I'm ready to dive in.
And you should be distancing yourself anyways. So for a limited time, check out Postmates. Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days.
Holy wow, that's incredible.
That's a lot of free delivery.
I'm going to be inside for at least the next 7 days.
To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDONNBA. That's all caps, LOCKEDONNBA.
I can get chicken sandwiches, burgers.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Whatever. How many chicken sandwiches can you eat in quarantine?
Shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. Does Postmates do shrimp cocktail?
I'm sure there's some place you can get shrimp cocktail from. I tell you where they don't do. Well, you know what? We probably can't talk about that during the ad.
So. We'll talk about that coming up right after this. All right, now that Carl Tart has pulled our advertising budget, it's The day we're recording this is, what day is it? The 18th?
Yep.
It is Ivica Zubac's 23rd birthday.
23. I remember 23. Y'all remember 23?
I don't. Barely.
23 was dope, man. What was that, 2012?
Is 23 an important birthday? Just in the realm of birthdays?
No. I think those early 21s, I think it's just a little bit more perspective every time. But 23 is like that good space between
real 21 responsibility.
And 25. 25 changes a lot of stuff, but you now that I look at it, you're still really young. 30 changes everything. 31 is stupid as hell. That's where I'm at right now.
23 is a fun one because you're just like imagine being, I don't know, a Croatian center in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you just signed a sick contract.
Yeah.
So you can still be, yeah, like dumb 20-something with that money before, because you're still locked in when you're in the responsibility part of your life.
Yeah, for sure.
At the last Timberwolves, Clippers, at the Clippers home game against the Timberwolves, I sat courtside. And okay. I don't think I've talked about this with y'all, but I sat courtside and Zubac's family kept walking by.
His mom is huge.
She's a big lady.
Yeah.
And no disrespect.
No, in a nice way.
She's very tall.
She is tall.
Yeah. And his brother is also big.
His brother's
and
really funny.
He has his, like, the aesthetic of his brother is that he looks exactly like Zubac.
Yeah.
Probably about 6'5", 6'6". And as I was looking at him, I stood up when they walked by just to see where his brother was. Because I'm like, I can't tell his age because he is so large.
Yeah, he's huge. He's a large
man. And
human.
So he's probably about 6'4", 6'5", somewhere in there. And I'm like, this kid could be 9. Like,
yeah. He's a 9-year-old Croatian kid.
I think he probably is in like the 14, 15, 16 range somewhere
he's,
in there.
He's in high school.
Yeah. Because I saw him and Zeus sitting there like on like shoot around or whatever. And I was like, oh, like, has he been to Salesforce? He's like, yeah, when he came to the Lakers, he'd been to a few games. So I think he's pretty, like, I think he might be one of those kids who's like 14.
Yeah.
Who's just a giant.
Yeah. And he had on an outfit that I'm like, your brother's in the NBA, dog. And he was eating.
Was he wearing,
what was the fit?
It was like,
was it like a gray thermal?
Because
when I saw him, it was like a dark green, it was like those old Navy long sleeves.
Yes.
Where it's like dark green up top, and then there's white piping, like
three colors like
from the sleeve, and then light green for the
rest
of the
day. Yes, it was something like that, with some Adidas, like, sweatpants on, and Adidas shoes, but both looked like
Zoo gave him right before the game.
Yes. Yeah. Or like not, but not even like fitted Adidas stuff. And he had like some old
loose Adidas.
Like, yeah, loose Adidas stuff with like some old D-Rose.
The
Roses.
First free stuff that Zoo
got. Yeah. And it's like, you're in the NBA. And also, he walked by and he was eating pretzels from a cup. And I was like, your brother's in the NBA, dog. Let's get a better snack. I'm sitting here. I'm like,
order some fries.
This is my first time ever sitting this close to a game. I'm like 3 gin and tonics in, 2 hot dogs and some
nachos.
You're
trying to give
like,
Zoo's brother his first drink.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
Let the young man have a drink. His brother plays for the Clippers.
It's your brother, man. Your brother's balling, dog. But that also just reminds me of when I went to Lou Williams' birthday party in Zoo's costume. He was just like bad Dracula. Like, he had this terrible wig on with like a cape. And I was just like, Zoo.
Dude, Zoo's an all-timer.
Yeah, like, I like Zoo, man.
Zoo might have to remain. So the next question is, how do we feel about the big fella?
I think he's still really getting his legs. I think he does.
He's 23.
Yeah, he does some really great stuff. I gotta be honest. I would prefer somebody a little bit tougher in the middle at certain times in the game because I feel like our other bigs do exploit him sometimes. But he'll get like a good block every now and then. It looks great. He'll do something great, but sometimes he can't catch. Sometimes he throws the ball back up too quick. It's like, secure the ball. Stop doing
it's
that tip-in
thing. Basically.
Yeah, stop doing that tip-in. Like, you should have learned that when you were 10. Like, I know you were 6 feet tall when you were 10. Stop.
We've seen he wasn't playing point.
Yeah, exactly.
Zoo was not the 7 footer was playing point.
Yeah. Like, and we've seen his brother. We know how tall. We literally know probably how tall he was.
Yeah. Like, stop with the tip in stuff. Like, these guys are good. Like, you're playing against, like, Carl Anthony Towns is not finna let you tip in something over him. Like,
yeah.
But other than that, I do think if we can keep him for years, like, I think our culture has changed, like, a lot since Ballmer, that we will actually have players staying now. Like,
yeah, that's a good call.
Like,
yeah.
And so I think we'll get to really develop him. I can't wait to see what Zubac is like when he's 27.
28. I think centers need time, to me.
For
like,
sure.
I think that they're, especially with Zoo, somebody whose first few years in the league, like, is so up and down, like, with his play and everything. And, like, I mean...
And, like, people didn't like him on the Lakers, too. Like, he was a young kid on a team where, like, there were veterans who were vocal about not liking the fact that he was playing.
And the Lakers can't develop anything.
I have a Lakers ticket from, like,
with Zoo on
4 years ago, and Zubas is on. I'm like, why is this 19-year-old kid? Why is he on the ticket?
Yeah.
You guys are in disrepair. Like, this before, this is like Brandon Ingram. This is before Lonzo, sure. I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe Lonzo's first year or something. But, like, I was like, what is this? Why is Zoo on this ticket?
I guess with Zoo, I have to remind myself that it's really only, like, his second true year in the league.
Yeah, consistent playing time.
Like, with consistent playing time. Which is even up in the air. Yeah, and that, I just don't think that he had the development early on. So it's like that stuff with, like, the tipping and all, like you were saying. Like, I think it'll come. I hope that they, even with how top-heavy we are, like, they can put something into him developing.
Need to hire an iconic older big man who recently retired as an assistant coach. That's the move, right?
Yeah.
Like, you find some old, good skill guy who maybe was, like, ahead of his time a little bit or something like that, and then you just... Because they always talk about Zoo's passing.
Well, not anymore.
That used to be talked about so much.
That used to be, like, a doc almost every press conference.
Yeah,
like, that was
always talking about how good of a passer Zoo was. And if he really is, like, let's hire a bigs coach for Zoo. Because it's not going to be for Trez, because Trez doesn't play a traditional center game. I was looking at Zoo's numbers. So he's averaging 8-7-1 in 18 minutes. His offensive rating is 132.
That blows my mind.
And his defensive rating is 104. He has, like, elite rating numbers.
Yeah. I don't get...
He gets the benefit of the doubt because he's only playing 18 minutes when it's all first half.
Yeah.
But, like, those are... I mean, for the contract that he has, I think Zoo's an absolute steal for the team.
Yeah. No, for what we got him for from Mike Muscala. Yeah. We got him for free.
Yeah.
So, like, of course, I don't want to disparage him at all.
No, not at all.
Not on his birthday.
I think because he's the starter, people want, like, absurd numbers out of him.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we obviously know how the Clippers view starters and bench players. They're the same.
They're the same.
Essentially, load-wise. So, like, I think he just needs more time. And I hope we get an older bigs coach.
I mean.
Yeah.
Didn't Joe some team Kim, just hire Roy Hibbert?
Joe Kim, really?
I thought some team just hired Roy Hibbert.
Let's get Kurt Thomas in there.
Let's get... We need Charles Oakley in there.
Yeah, no.
Get Zoo some time.
He is not a coach.
No,
he would make him tough.
I think Joe Kim can help Zoo out.
So, Joe Kim could really teach Zoo what's up. And I was excited to see Joe Kim play. Did he play in that last game?
No.
Damn.
Doc said... I think Doc's quote was like, if you see Joe Kim playing, we're up. Or like something like that. All right, then real quick. What do you guys think he's doing for his birthday?
I think him and his brother are having some pretzels. Pretzels is just the worst snack.
For a rich person to eat?
Yeah.
It's salted bread.
You shouldn't even there should be no pretzels in your house.
Yeah.
Zoo, get your brother a better snack. I know that I didn't get to go backstage or to the
room. Lexus Lounge?
Yeah, I didn't get to go to the Lexus Lounge. But
it's weird over there.
Come on, man. I know they got some. I have done the season ticket holder meeting where they put out the food.
You're a big wig.
Like, I'm a big wig, but not as big as Zeus, brother. I know the food that they put out. I know the snacks.
He's a simple man.
Get some gummy bears.
Good work ethic. I see a young kid eating pretzels who's a millionaire. That's good work ethic.
Yeah.
where do you think Zeus is?
I think that he has a breaking crew. this is just a tangent. He has a breaking crew.
Yeah.
He had a performance scheduled for his birthday where, like, they were gonna dance and he was gonna do something sick.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's being responsible with measures.
Definitely more than 200.
But the crew is still gonna meet up and they're still gonna do the dance because it's his birthday.
They're not all gonna FaceTime individually and do the dance?
No. They're on Zoom.
They're on Zoom, of course. I think Zoo is doing like a very... I think Zoo's trying to go bowling. And he's actually not doing anything because he's really sad because he can't go bowling.
Yeah, but he wasn't even trying to go to like a cool lane. He was trying to go to like Shadow.
No, he was definitely going to Shadow.
Yeah.
he was going to Shadow and there was going to be a bunch of kids running around like stealing their drinks and stuff.
Speaking of NBA players at bowling, I saw Andrew Bynum at Westchester Lanes.
Oh, wow.
And he was cool. Like we walked by. We didn't like ask him to take a picture or anything. This is at my friend Charles's 19th birthday.
Okay.
And we went... And so it's when we were 19 years old, and we walk in, Andrew Bynum is there, and he's only a couple years older than us. He's like 22 or 23 at the time. And like, We're like, hey, Andrew Bynum. And he's like, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Like, it was cool.
Bowl.
Yeah.
I saw Aaron Brooks at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
In Seattle. Phenomenal bowler.
I believe that.
Coming up after Seattle, very deep bowling culture, actually. Coming up after this, we got shavings, bunch of random stuff in this drawer.
All right, so we're back to shavings.
What do we start with Terrence Mann stuff?
Yeah, big news from the team. Terrence Mann underwent surgery in his right hand, suffered the injury in the G League, which is, that's
really backfires against why he should play in the G League more. Take
yeah, kind of disappointing. What are your thoughts on Mann so far?
I like Terrence Mann. I when we were running him at point in the preseason, I was like, this is gonna be great. Like, we always looking
preseason
for that second coming of Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
Like, we always looking for that second coming of Sean Livingston. Like, tall. But we had it with Shea, 6'6" point.
Yeah.
Terrence Mann comes in 6'7", never played point in his life, but looked decent in the preseason. I was very excited for that.
Jerry West gassed him up at the playbook event. The quote was, we're going to be seeing a lot of Terrence Mann.
Yeah. Yeah, he did
say
that.
A lot more. Yeah, fair. I always forget that.
I remember he did say that. I was excited for it. And then when you see him in game, it was like, he is afraid.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's not like Zoo, where it's like he still has to kind of learn how to play basketball. But he had like some open looks. And I'm like, Terrence, if you don't shoot that damn ball.
And that was the same problem with Shea, too. But Terrence is even like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, there were times where like there'd be vets like yelling at him to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Very
hesitant and terrible defensively.
And yeah. God awful off the ball defense. Like, it was bad. I bummed because he got hurt in the G League because he wasn't getting time at all with the Clippers, so I wanted him to play more in the G League.
Yeah.
Nobody should be getting injured in the G League, period. It's a developmental
league. Yeah, that's also true.
Nobody should be getting injured.
You got 35-year-olds who...
Jarrett Jack plays in the G League.
I heard about that.
Jarrett Jack is the starting point guard for the Sioux Falls Skyforce.
Yeah, I would retire.
42!
If I was Jarrett Jack, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and either go overseas, which is a hard thing to choose. He probably didn't want to travel. I don't want to travel.
But he could go overseas to like a fun country.
Yeah, go to Mexico City. Like, be down the street.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something in Canada. Like, go.
I don't know if the Canadian Professional Basketball League is.
I mean, Jarrett Jack,
hang
take
it
your
up.
Ass home.
Hang it up.
Eat some pretzels with Zoo's brother.
There's an old diss to Jay-Z that was, no one on the corner has swagger like you because no one on the corner is fucking 42. And I feel like Jarrett Jack has to hear that from every 19-year-old that he plays in the G League who is like, I was the number one recruit. Like, you're Jarrett Jack.
Yeah.
What about Fee? Because I feel like Fee and Terrence, you can't talk about one without the other, both in Florida State. Does Fee need more time in the G League? He's kind of giving me Delgado vibes in the G League.
I do think he does. Is Delgado still on our team?
No, he plays in the Chinese Basketball League.
Okay. I was excited for him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Monster.
I was excited for him.
I wanted him to be the second coming of Trez so bad.
I remember him at Seton Hall and I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, he'd be dope to be on the Clippers. And then he ended up on the Clippers.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, damn.
Yeah.
But, he... Not big enough. How tall was he?
He's like 6...
I don't know. He's probably listed at 6'8", but is like...
6'6" and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those guys who, like, is a little shorter, but could still grab, like, 30 rebounds in the G League.
Yeah.
Because, like, he has that innate ability.
Yeah. Also, Trez is, like, 6'6". I don't know what he's listed at officially. I think he's listed at 6'8 or 6'10". Dude, he is not 6'8". I'm sorry. Like, when Mo was here, Mo was taller than him. Like, he's not. I mean, he's stout, and he makes it work, but...
Yeah.
He's not... Yeah, he's getting the Durant
situation.
I think Fee needs to work on the... If he just made the outside shot that he routinely jacks up, that would help so much.
Yeah.
He also looks a little bit like a deer out there, kind of learning how to walk.
He does. His body was definitely like... I saw him get into a game that we were winning healthily, and he came in and shot a couple threes, and he made them. But they
he
definitely
shoots
look like
too. The running joke like, on the team is that he shoots.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, we knew that he was going to shoot as soon as he comes in. Like, and he just has the, like, Doc, I don't think, cares.
Which is interesting because his shot ain't, it don't look that good.
No.
Like, when I look at
he needs to learn from Patterson.
Huh?
Patterson shot. If Fee could get Patterson shot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be nice.
Pat can shoot.
He has the second nicest release on the team other than Paul George.
Interesting.
I think. Shamit's 3. Very close 3, obviously.
You've got Shamet at three?
In terms of how the release looks and how you look when you see the shot, I put Patterson at two, Paul George at one, Shamet at three.
That's a total
opinionated
take.
Of course. They're miles ahead of everyone else, but like Patterson's shot is so quick.
Patterson does have a pretty
shot.
It
looks good.
It does look like it's like
I said looking. I didn't say most effective.
It looks like after he shoots it, he has like that big dude at the big dude at 24 shot that after he shoots, he goes, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Like it just looks like he kind of throws it up and goes, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like his shot. I mean, that's strong to have Shamet.
It looks good.
I think Shamet is a top 10 shooter in the league.
I didn't say that he wasn't. I said how it looks.
Looks wise. Top 10 in the league.
I agree. Like the release
Patterson
is so quick.
Too.
I
went higher than Shamet.
I would put Shamet at two though still. I think Paul George
releases.
It's insane.
It looks great.
Patterson's number two. Adam Silver, also in the shame show real quick, says he was asked by Rachel Nichols if the NBA calendar as we know it will change from the coronavirus moving forward. He said, possibly. The league has already been looking into this. So that means, to me, that if the schedule's going to be changed forever, it means they end up doing the championship.
Tournament?
Yeah. Because if they don't, they just stop the season and then start it next year at the regular time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that they're talking about it changing it makes me think that the Clippers are still going to get their shot at the chip.
Let's do it, man. Let's fucking do
it. Probably going to be no fans. I hope all playoffs are no fans.
That'd be amazing.
I think that would be the coolest thing
ever.
That'd
be amazing.
It'd be such a trip.
Still red coats on the court.
Oh, yeah. Still doing, yeah, refs doing, yeah. Checking passes for the two media people that are allowed for each team.
Absolutely.
Last thing, former Clippers player Wilson Chandler had some recent quarantine Russell Crowe thoughts on his Twitter.
Mm.
He thought Gladiator was Crowe's best film until he recently saw A Beautiful Mind again and said that is, and it's not even close. Agree or disagree?
I think A Beautiful Mind is so overrated. It was like one of those awards season movies that like, if you rewatch it, I do not think that it's that good.
A Beautiful Mind is the one where he's the mathematician who imagines it all.
Yeah.
Spoiler if you haven't seen the movie.
I haven't. I don't think I've ever seen a Russell Crowe film.
You never even seen Gladiator?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good.
Clips. I'm not a movie guy, though.
Gladiator's good. A Beautiful Mind is like, I don't know, man. He's just it's like one of those things, like the TV show ends with it's all a kid's dream and a snow globe or something like that.
Any movie that's about a genius, like, it's never good, man. There's a bunch of shots always where, like, numbers are taking over the whole screen and it's like, what the fuck?
I remember watching that going like, wow. Look at those numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, wow, the graphics. This is what thinking is like. The numbers do cascade in front of my brain. Carl, anything else you want to talk about Clippers-wise real quick?
Hey, man, I just want to give a decree to Clipper Nation out there. keep your heads up. Keep your hands washed. Don't get down. Trust me. If anybody was down on this, it was me. Also, don't let anybody tell you it's offensive to say that the virus ruined our season.
Okay, I thought you were going to go such...
Or that Mexican... No,
no, I was like, man, this is like... We got to cut it off. Oh, man, yeah. Carl.
No. Don't let anybody taste offensive and say that the virus affected the season, because it did.
It affected everything.
It affected your job.
A
lot of people's jobs. Like, you can be upset at the virus for not letting the season go past. Of course, there's more pressing issues with the virus. We all know that. But you can still be upset when you're having lighter thoughts about the virus, but you can't stop thinking about the virus. You can say, like, damn, Clipper season was going great and this virus fucked it up. With that being said, keep your hands washed. Stay 6 feet apart unless you are making love. In which, if you can stay 6 feet apart during making love,
what are you lucky?
Okay. All right, brother.
Good for you. Oh, man. Thank you so much for hanging out for Locked On Clippers. You can check out a bunch of fantastic shows on Locked On Network. Check out the Rejecting the Screen podcast. Fantastic analysis for you guys there. Friday's episode, we're going to be talking about, I don't know, how disappointing the Pacific Division was.
Yeah.
Maybe some playoff concerns. And then we'll have an upbeat Love, Marry, Kill so you guys can hang out on your weekend.
As always.
I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. And did you come up with do you got a name to close this one out?
No, I forgot. Just call me Carl the Polish Rifle Tart.
There you go. Love it.
Thank you.
It's an anniversary of his too. He shot a bunch of shots.
Carl eating pretzels tart.
Eating pretzels, yeah. Carl Pretzel Boy Tart.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.